From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. When it comes to trade negotiations and the trade war with China, one economist says the communist country is counting on surviving President Trump. Ag economist Arlen Suderman tells AgWeb.com President Trump may not have enough time to work out the details left to secure a long-term deal with China. Suderman is quick to point out that doesn't mean we won't ever reach an agreement, but Trump's insistence on holding the Chinese government accountable is the number one challenge. University of California Davis researchers have found broccoli byproducts provide some nutritional value when added to poultry feed. The nutrients in the portions of broccoli typically discarded after processing, like stems and leaves, appear to cause egg yolk color to deepen when fed to hens. AgNetWest.com reports the next step will be taking a closer look at exactly how broccoli nutrients present themselves in eggs and what impact they can have on human consumption. The White House is preparing for a potential fight to get its new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement deal through Congress. Pro farmer policy analyst Jim Weissmeyer tells AgWeb.com Democrats want the administration to add provisions to the USMCA that will ensure Mexico enforces environmental protections and allows its workers to form unions freely. Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley warns the administration needs to lift steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico if it wants the pact ratified. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.